And what's next for Conor Wallace now that you're back? And lots of people, I'm sure, wanting to see and talk to you and find out about the experience.
Mm-hmm. Big time. My phone hasn't stopped literally since I come home, but you have to get a bit of downtime as well, you know, and let myself recover. It's all fun at the time, but you can get too much of it as well.
And you also have been accepted for university as well. You're heading now to Jordanstown. You've that to consider as well.
Yeah, you have to keep your options open. Obviously, boxing's my main thing, like, but you always have to have a backup plan in case things don't go the right way. So I'm studying sports exercise sciences just for something to fall back on, you know.
And how do you fit that in now? What's next in terms of boxing? What's the next target for you?
Well, I'm fighting the World Championships in Thailand in October. So that's, I'll start my preparations for
it
now.
Do you know who you're fighting?
I haven't a clue yet. You'll go out in the draw, it'll be made. Take a couple of days off here, let the body recover again, as I say, and get ready for start my preparations for Thailand. It'll be well prepared.
Now, what I want to know is, you know, you're out there with the likes of Conor McGregor, and I'm sure lots of other good fighters were there at different levels as well, helping him.
Mm-hmm.
But you're there doing your thing, the southpaw, that was well documented. The media had it that this young southpaw is out there helping Conor McGregor. The experience that you had out there, how do you take that forward into the ring with you as a boxer? Because that's mixed martial arts. Now, there was a suggestion that maybe Conor Wallace would look at mixed martial arts.
Yeah, that was the whole crack as well. Everyone was asking me, was I gonna take it up? And McGregor actually asked me as well, was I going to take it up? But I think boxing's my thing, and that's what I'm going to stick with, you know. Obviously, it's too late. It wouldn't be too late, I'm saying, but it's a fighting sport, so... But there's a lot of different elements to it, and probably competing at the top level in boxing, then having maybe to start at novice level, you know, at MMA. Don't think it's my thing, to be honest.
Because you've already worked hard at boxing, and certainly you've applied yourself. And I just have a feeling that in the next couple of years, Conor Wallace is going to pop up and maybe look a title somewhere. And I'm trying to figure out where you go next, and that's why I ask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I've worked hard to get where I am today. Put a lot of my time into it. So hopefully I seen Vegas, so that's my aim. That's where I want to be, you know. That's where I aim to have a big fight someday along the line. I've put a lot into it from now when I started, you know. And that's where I'm aiming for.
Young enough to go for the next Olympics?
Yeah, the Olympics is always an option as well, but who knows? Who knows what can happen?
Or is there a consideration to go pro?
Well... This is it, you know. Who knows what can happen? Time. Only time will tell.
Well, we haven't certainly heard the last of Conor Wallace, but you did us proud. And I have to mention the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust. You were wearing their jersey out there. And indeed, not only that, but Conor McGregor was wearing the jersey out there, and it was all over Facebook and in the media.
Yeah. Owen Murphy, my coach, his daughter Tanya, sent out her jersey, and we got Conor to put it on. So he didn't actually know about the trust, but once he heard about it, he was delighted and he was honoured to put it on, and he supported it. It's great to see local stuff like that getting out there, and Fight On campaign as well also had it for Seanine, so it's good. I like to support local people, so that's the way I am, you know.
You're a local man and proud of it.
Proud to be a Newry man, and I was glad to get back to Newry. It's all right living the high life and all, but I'd be glad to get home.
So your mum was over there in Vegas, and of course she's a great lady. I'm delighted to say I know her. She was out there, and your brother as well. I'm sure that was a great experience for them.
That was great. My mum's been with me since day one, you know, like she supported me all my fights. Not too many women go to watch their sons boxing. Not too many mothers go to watch their sons boxing, but my mum's been there since day one, and probably I wouldn't still be at it if it wasn't for her. She keeps me right.
She does look away on occasions, because I watched the last time you were boxing, and occasionally she would look away a wee bit, but she's certainly there in your corner, as it were.
Yeah, she's always there for me. As I say, a lot of mothers don't actually go, but she seems to like it all right.
No, good luck to her. Listen, Conor, we got to wish you all the best going forward. You're going to stay in touch with us here on Q Radio, and we look forward to talking to you again when you have your next win in your next fight. We wish you well.
Well, indeed, Kevin. Thanks very much for having me.